One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone, Mike here, Rusty Quill's video guy, and I'm here to announce Rusty Quill's brand new show. On the back of all the support you've shown us through Patreon and our ever-growing community, I'm stoked to announce that we're now able to branch out into new video content, and we're starting with streaming. Come by and join in at 3 p.m. GMT on Saturday the 25th of January as me and our community manager, Anil, embark on a brand new gaming livestream series where we aim to introduce new players to the world of gaming through a variety of indie, retro, and AAA titles and genres so we can show you how and where to start on your new voyage of discovery and community. And no doubt, you'll see some guest appearances from other RQ crew and friends too. That's RQ Streams, starting Saturday the 25th of January at 3 p.m. GMT over on www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill. See you on the stream.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Jam Jams, Anna Ivanios, Kellen B, Sarah S, Gabriella Cigaroa, Ashley Desert Willow Wilson, Ashura Sumeragi, Kenzie JP, Catherine Evans, Jess Riley, Elodie L, Anna Walker, Eri Martinez, AJNR, Isabel Bestrand, Tracy T, Beau Jester Real, Jake Kazden, Vinatabris, Quartermoose.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Gaming podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Ben Meredith, Bree Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith,
Hamid Salahur and Altahan,
Selsai Badam, and Azu.
And how are you all feeling right now?
Confused.
And yeah, angry.
Very confused.
Like a teenage boy.
You also haven't done episode numbers for the last couple of episodes. Is that because you've forgotten what they are?
No, I know what episode we are on. We are on episode 142, yep. He says.
142.
possibly.
Yes. Yes. No, you're correct.
However, Alex has started to abandon them because he's started to feel kind of old saying such high numbers.
Aww.
We've been doing it ages.
The new married Alex.
So as soon as Alex
doesn't like numbers.
This is too much. The party dies. End of campaign. Goodbye.
Actually, that's never been mentioned in the campaign. Yeah, I'm married. That's happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talked about myself, by which I mean someone else talked about me, because I say nothing, nothing but game. So, in terms of what's happening today,
he's being married.
It's currently morning somewhere. As it stands, you are at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. You are at the end of a tunnel with a bunch of mouldy old traps that are not doing what they were meant to, facing a corpse where presumably at least one of them did.
How big is this corpse and how decomposed is it and who does it look like it is?
All excellent questions. With that in mind, can I please get someone to give me a relevant check? Most likely heal, unless anyone has anything they think they can justify.
Yeah, I've got heal.
The two divine characters are like, yeah, we do that. It's a 17 from me.
That's a 30 from me.
Excellent.
That was a natural 20.
Yes.
Could I do a nature one to see how decomposed it is? Because I bet that's something Cell would be fascinated by.
Unfortunately not. Nature's slightly different in this system.
Oh, I do have heal, though. I've only got naught in it, though.
Then it's physically impossible for you to beat Azu, so I may just press on with Azu's. Because we do not do exploding 20s in this one. That is a bad way to...
That's a bad way to
That's
heal.
That's a bad way to play.
Don't explode.
That is a bad way to play. There's a reason they didn't put it in the book.
Yeah,
what's
goes,
exploding 20?
Exploding 20 is where you roll again.
And then
if you get a 20, you roll again, and then you end up with like a 80.
That is silly, and homebrews are stupid, except when they're not. Sometimes they're really good. That homebrew, that's stupid.
I'm just going to give this from Azu's perspective. Ah, yes, you've dealt with this before.
Bolting head syndrome.
Unfortunately, you've mostly seen this kind of thing in drowning victims because the body is in a very, very bad state of disrepair. It is heavily water damaged and it is in a really, really messy state.
It's got more confusing.
In terms of the room that you are in, to give you a small amount of context, okay? You are in a smaller room. It is the same width as the corridor. However, there are two large pressure doors, one to the left, one to the right, and then just a blank wall in front of you. I say a blank wall. One panel is up and there is an empty tube where presumably a bolt flew from.
Oh, dear.
However, there is a leak within the room. There is water upon the floor and this person has been face down in the water for more than a year.
Oh,
fair enough.
Gross.
Oh, gosh.
It
stinks in here. This is going to be a puddle of horror.
So, I'm not going into huge amounts of detail. Sufficient to say...
Horror puddle.
You know enough to do the following. Suggest no one move it whatsoever.
It will burst.
Suggest no one so much as touch it. Also because it's probably, like, disease may not be an issue because if it's a pressure-sealed room, at least that's okay. But you know that, like,
toxins.
Maybe leave it as it is. Mm-hmm. This person has been dead more than a year, possibly two, face down in water and was killed by that trap. You are 100% certain.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, signs of life. Oh, it's a trap, right.
I can give all of you, because it's obvious, they appear to be a heavily equipped adventurer. They have a broadsword on their back, undrawn. They have a, like, backpack kind of, you know, the sort of belt backpack thing.
Human height?
About human height, yeah. You would guess human. Yeah. And they appear to have, like, a cloak that's, you know, splayed out, etc.
Were they shot in the front or the back of the head?
Front.
So they walked in and went, bro.
Yeah.
Cool.
It looks like they went conk.
Yeah, yeah.
You actually turn around and look, and on the back of the door is a bloody splatter where it's gone and popped out a bit of the back, and then he's fallen forward. It's just gone crunch, and then he fell forward.
At least it was
or she fell forward. It's a he.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely so not that decomposed.
We shouldn't search the body then.
Do not touch this.
Okay. You know that will go.
Okay.
That will only end in tears.
Something might come out.
That is essentially jelly right there. That's horror jelly. Jelly horror. You do not want to have fun with jelly.
So let's step over
what they said
and go through the one of these other doors, and not get shot by bolts. Everyone, eyes on for bolts.
All right.
Okay. Did we? Presumably, we took stock of the rest of the complex that we could see from before we entered this room.
So as far as you can tell...
Can we tell
which direction to go in? I'll give you a few general things, but I can't go into huge amounts of detail because it's way too complex to decode.
I basically just want a kind of mental map so that we can start...
Should we go left or right?
Yeah.
In terms of a mental map, it feels like a vaguely circular compound made up of smaller circles. Sometimes the circles overlapped a little bit, like they were staggered in terms of heights. None of them appeared to be sunk
as in, like, it didn't appear to go underground. You didn't see signs of that kind of stuff. It does appear to be settled on the seabed. You did see that the left-hand side appeared to be more heavily overgrown, and the right-hand side appeared to be more heavily damaged. Like I said, something fell on it or something. That one had, like, maybe two domes had kind of imploded. The one on the left appeared to be more intact, but also you could see less of it because there's huge, like, fields of seaweed across it.
What do we think, left or right?
When you said some of the domes were lit up, or powered?
Little on both, unfortunately. Okay, fine. There's not really a distinguishing thing.
I was hoping that the power would have gone off because of that lightning rod. Was my reckoning, but, you know, it looks like I'm wrong. I don't know.
You could power it in lots of different ways. Like, they might have a tidal system where the way that the water is moving around.
All right.
Or it could be the thermal vents.
All right.
It's definitely some thermal vents.
You see, knowledge engineering.
Ooh. Many. Ooh. Big.
Many lots. No, that's 30.
Something this big almost certainly has a backup power supply. However, something of this size would not be able to sustain itself indefinitely off the power that would be available unless it had a geothermal vent, which it may because of the phosphorescence.
Yeah, so, like, if it's going to keep going like this, it can't be a battery, right? This has been years. So it must have some kind of connection, possibly to the thermal vent.
Well,
if I was me, I would do the thermal vent.
If it was a thermal vent, you also know it would be unlikely that they'd bother with a lightning rod.
In which case, the lightning was not powering this.
You sure?
Well, why would you, if you got the power here, connected up to
the... Well,
we don't
if you didn't.
Well, they do have the power down here.
Well, they could be two isolated systems.
Well,
or
could.
Should we flip a coin to decide which direction we're going?
I'm
going
to vote for the ones where they haven't collapsed, and let's go for the overgrown side. Because,
okay, then left, yeah.
Sure.
All right. Okay, cool. You are looking at an identical pressure thing to them. There's also another locker beside it. You see that there's also an identical locker on the far side. There appears to be a locker for each pressure door.
But you can open the door without opening the locker.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's literally a completely, like, it is a locker, just a normal locker beside
but
a pressure door.
But it had a tool in it that we might need for some of the puzzles at the end.
That trap, where is that bottle? Just at the top?
Mm. Yeah.
All right, I'll open one, catch the bottle.
There's no bottle in this one.
I'll open one, go, no bottle.
Does it have one of the funky tools?
It has three things in it. It has a fire axe. It has another one of those slightly peculiarly shaped wrenches with a proprietary shape.
Wrench.
And it also has another wooden box on top.
Right. I'm going to open the box away from me so I don't get squirted in the face by fetid confetti. Confetti-dy.
Confetti-dy. Nice. Very nice. I'm going to say something that annoys you, but
I get an inspiration?
I'd be genuine. I would give you inspiration for that.
I hate that he just rewards puns.
So, in terms of the box in this one, it actually isn't the same. It actually isn't the same as the first one. So the first one was like a posh rosewood box that you just smashed up. This is far more mundane. Within it, you see what is left of a potion vial. You also see that there is what appears to be an acela. No, this at a glance. I'm assuming you're showing cell.
Yeah. I'm not.
It appears to be a solvent, and it appears to be intact. And additionally, you see tools for the applying of a solvent, so like types of gauze, like a pair of tongs and things like that.
So what's a solvent? It's something that dissolves things, or that things can be dissolved in.
Actually, no, you would have a solvent and a glue in there, so there's three vials. There's a vial that is no good anymore, a solvent, a glue, and the meaning of applying a glue.
Well, look, this is part of some puzzle that we decided not to partake in.
Are you sure? Because actually, we're in an underwater base, right? Airlocks everywhere.
Oh, it
probably
could
quite
be...
technical. I think it's just maintenance stuff.
Oh, so wait. Cell takes the proprietary spanner and looks around for a
proprietary
thing,
nut.
A proprietary nut. It's literally like holding it up.
Like a shadow puzzle in Resident Evil.
Two things that you see. There are a pair of speakers in the very, very corners of this room that you missed. They're not built to be super sneaky. They're just kind of unobtrusive.
For evil berating.
Naturally.
For clues.
And also, you can see that there is a service panel at cobbled height to the left of the pressure door with the locker on the right.
Yeah.
And in there, you can see there is, and it looks like it's just a way of maybe manually bypassing doors.
Oh, it's maybe not a puzzle. It might be just, you know. I mean, I suppose in the end, all engineering is a puzzle, really.
So
just living in the world, if you think about it,
it's kind of
puzzling.
It's a service locker.
Yes.
Right, everyone take a wrench. If you can get hold of one, everyone take the fire axe.
There are only two in this room, but there are two fire axes, two wrenches, and two solvent glue pairings.
Stick them in a bag of holding.
You know, because if they think we need them, we're going to take them. Or if they think they need them, we'll have them. Because then we'll need them, because we're here, where they are.
I understood exactly what you meant then for one of the first times in a long time. Starts opening the door.
You open the door, and the trigger goes off. I'm not going to say trap because it's clearly not going to kill you. Opening this door, you find yourself at the top of a walkway, okay, which is surrounding a room which is about 10 foot lower than where you are. All of the bit below this walkway is completely underwater. The water is slightly oily. It stinks of brine. It has been standing water for a long time, so it doesn't smell good, but you're not looking at force saves and things like that. There is a clear, like, signs of decay in the far side of it, and stuff has grown literally up over the glass, so it's a lot darker in this room. It does appear to have a form of, like, maybe an electric light. That's off. So in terms of darkness, we're in dim light, but we're not in pitch dark. With the door open, there's enough for you to see by. In terms of stuff that is inside, you see a pair of very, very small bodies on the far side of the walkway, but not in the water. By very small, I mean they are mechanically small.
Are they kobolds? I have dark vision.
Yes.
Cool. Two dead kobolds over there.
Oh, I guess I'll investigate. Keep Squark over there. They may be his friends.
Sure.
How did they die? I've only got perception.
I'll also wander up. Huh? We're the Healy types.
I'll come, yeah.
How is Azu dealing with this biome situation?
Oh, yeah, not good. Cool. Not good.
They appear to have been... You need to give me the heal check for...
With a naught bonus, 14.
14? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you've seen this before. They were acided to death.
Oh, no.
Is that another of your anxieties?
No, it's just horrible.
It's just grim.
It's gross.
Yeah, they were acided.
So these guys have been melted?
Apparently in the face. Like, they've not been melted to goo, but something's just gone in the face and they out like a light.
Really?
I mean, look at them.
Yeah, 18, probably the same.
Anyone have knowledge in nature? You do, don't you?
I do not.
I do. What's that?
19.
Oh, that plus 12. 31.
That's a naturally occurring acid that probably more likely came from a creature than came from a trap.
Like something attacked them with the acid. So that if that thing's still alive, which, I mean, it may be,
right.
Then there may be something around that's actually dangerous rather than just like, dangerous.
Cool. Okay.
You know?
We'll be on guard, everyone, then.
All right. Acid spewing creatures.
Oh, I was also going to say, we should still be careful for traps because it's all fine if all the traps have gone off until one of us ends up with a bolt in the head. So let's not get complacent.
I agree with that. Let's not die down here, please.
On my plan of things to do.
In terms of the room's layout, to be specific.
You guys have some very, very specific to-do lists.
The door that you came in was slightly towards one end of the room. So the kobolds were on the far side. There are two more doors in this room. One is the far side to the right-hand side, opposite side. And another one which would double back on you, maybe one room over from the room you came in. Do you see what I mean?
Central?
I have no strong opinions either way.
If continuing in this direction means we're going into more dilapidated places, that's probably not a good idea. So let's head back central.
My
vote.
And whatever is in the door that's nearest them, I mean, that's the most likely thing to be the acid spewing monster.
All right, let's go central then.
Okay. Do you check the door for traps? You just open the door. How do you do this?
I think we're probably checking.
From now on, I'm going to have to know.
I think there's a standard checky trap. Yep. We know we're bad at it, but we're going to
give it a
go.
Give me a perception check.
Who's doing the open? Hammer's doing the open.
I'm just doing the check.
Fair enough.
31.
There is an active trigger on this door.
Oh.
Can I tell where?
You can tell that it is designed to go off when opened. It might be disablable, but it won't be easy.
I don't know if any of us have the skills to disable device.
I do have disable device. It is not as trap relevant.
Yes. No.
Also, you're not rogue built, so you couldn't disable magical traps. Yeah. But this is mechanical, you know that.
Okay, so I guess I'm stepping up. That is 32.
32?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
No, that was my alchemy. 30.
You're able to disable this trigger.
They've got an int bonus of plus 6. So that's,
I know they're high. Just,
we're a good team.
Everything that you've got in hit points.
That is very true.
You've got a beefy brain.
Yeah. You've got a beefy brain. Not a beefy body. Not a beefy body. Like, you can lose all of my hit points and be still having a good day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, you are able to disable it and do so.
Cool. Okay.
Do you open the door?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to accelerate time a little bit and say this door appears to be jammed, but you know from that disabled device it hasn't had like a massive structural implosion. It's not full of water. It's literally just jammed, so you have to use one of your little wrenches to undo the dead bolts to then open it. You open it into a pitch black corridor. Like pitch black.
Dark vision? Not me.
Of course, sorry. For everyone who has dark vision, you can see that it leads about 20 foot forwards, leads to another sealed door, and also appears to have a stairway that leads down and left, even more central.
So many options.
Yep.
Further up, further in.
So there's a...
You'd be further down, further in.
Yeah.
Down the stairs?
I was quoting Narnia.
Right. Should we go down the stairs?
Yeah.
Let's go down the stairs.
Yeah. Okay.
We're still in Narnia, the problem is we get to hell, right?
Yeah, we're so
Are you searching
now.
For traps as you go?
Probably not, to be honest.
No.
Okay. You start heading down the stairs.
Shall I give us some light, or are we going to stay in...
No. I mean, I think the idea of there being, traps and seeing them and seeing, like, holes or mechanical flaws or places...
I see why not.
That's probably more dangerous than whoever might spot us, because also we are underwater, so weird lights do come up. So
to summarise... Yeah.
Okay. I cast Dancing Lights.
That's actually very useful when you do that, yes.
So, casting Dancing Lights. Can everyone please give me a perception check?
28.
22.
23.
22.
Okay. 28, there is a tripwire across the stairs. You haven't set it off. You can see, like, you would have set it off. In the dark, it would have been almost invisible. In fact, it looks like it might have been deliberately made to be invisible to dark vision specifically. There are ways of doing that. Additionally, you see that there is a chalk marking to the right hand side of the stairwell, which has a big white cross through it, like someone has gotten a piece of chalk and gone and put an X.
Do we think this means it's flooded?
It's possible. I mean,
if I'm using
that previous corpse looked like it was part of an adventure.
If I'm using my adventuring brain, they're using this as a dungeon, and that means, oh, we've done this room and we've already been in there and there's nothing
obvious.
Presumably
a previous group of mercenaries came and tried to explore.
I know, shall we be sitting in an evil lair for the last, like, 3 years just waiting for somebody to do his devious... I hate this guy. I hate this. I hate all of this. This is rubbish. Honestly.
I feel like you've got some very strong feelings towards the person that set all this up for us to have to... go through. Is that what you're saying?
No, this is just really aggravating. I just honestly, it's just so pointless. This is, I don't want to be just
So if anything, it seems like you're being psychologically tortured. I don't know if you've done anything.
No, it's
to
just
deserve
the,
that.
Just the honestly, no, it's just the arrogance. It's just the arrogance of somebody like this setting all this stuff up in ways that like defy what modern science can do and the amount of things they could do to help, but they waste it on some silly adventuring game. Honestly, I'm gonna really enjoy beating this person's face in.
So I don't think probably the cross is from a previous adventuring party, but we don't know what it means, and
it's almost certainly going to mean we've gone down here and it's done, so we can keep track. So let's not go down the stairs. Let's go on the other place, because if they've not found anything useful, then we're not going to find anything useful.
Okay.
Or it could be saying don't go down there because it's dangerous, in which case we should go down there because dangerous things are the most interesting things. In fact, I sometimes wonder why people have two words
for
that.
Tell you what, let's do an experiment. We'll go down there. If it's been ransacked, it means we've looked in here. If it's not ransacked, it means it's dangerous.
An experiment, yes!
That's a good idea. Try and work out what this... Yeah.
I just want to waste as little time here as possible, so let's try and be efficient about this.
And obviously, just avoid the tripwire and remember it when we're coming back, even if we're fleeing at the time.
All right.
Okay.
Down we go.
Well, actually, hang on a minute. Sel, this tripwire, what do you reckon it's going to do?
Knowledge engineering!
Disable device
for
this one.
Oh, well, I got a natural one.
You have not a clue. But in fairness, this one isn't your fault. It's a tripwire that leads into the wall that is a sealed unit. Makes the entire place explode? Gives
I don't
you a
know.
Banana?
I love that! Exactly. Yeah, like, I don't know. If it did give you a banana, because Cell repeats this, then it would probably be rotted by now, or it could have grown into a new banana.
Right, well, quite honestly, I'm not a great fan of anything going wrong, us running through here in a panic, someone hitting it and getting hit by it. Now, I've got a glaive which has a big reach, and basically, stand back, I'm going to do it.
Okay. We stand way back.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Chop.
Okay, cool. You hear the sound of a mechanism happening, like a chkum, and then seemingly nothing happens.
I don't know.
That was
like
almost
this.
Worse than anything actually happened. I preferred it if a bolt tried to shoot me, honestly. Anyway, that either means it's broken, or we've got a certain number of these things before something happens, or maybe a little flag's gone off in Showin's office to be like, ho-ho, they've triggered my trap, so they're silly. I don't know. Have I mentioned I hate this?
Yes. I'm going to go downstairs now.
Let's go downstairs.
We proceed, I think.
Okay. So you start heading down the stairs. They are short. They are only about 20 feet long. You can tell without heading into it that at the bottom is a large room, a large circular room. You can just tell even from a distance the way that the doorway is built for it. Mm-hmm. It is a large circular room with a pitched floor. However, you can see that the floor is completely pitched wrong for the room. It is pitched like at a really steep angle, so that if you were to enter from the bottom of these stairs, you would basically fall like 20 feet. It's like the whole room's been built on a pivot and it's pivoted wrong. Does anyone go to the active doorway?
No, I look through the active doorway and go, it's a puzzle room.
Serious question. Do you actually look like through the doorway, or are you just stood at the bottom? Like, do you look like down
I look in the way that got the description you gave us.
Okay, cool. That's fine. That's fine. You're just at the bottom then looking at a room.
It's just a puzzle room. It's another game.
Yes, it is. Like, clearly.
We'll go in a little pivot. We'll be like, whoa, don't fall in the traps.
Shall we go back up the stairs?
I think they've been in here, done the whole puzzle rubbish, and then...
I send the dancing lights into the room and around the room.
Okay, so into the room, things that you see. There are at least two other doors in this room which are partially obscured by the raised floor and so on. You can also see that the flooring doesn't actually go to the edges of the room. It looks like if it was completely flat, it would, but the bit underneath where the floor would pivot is a little bit wider, and you can see that it has spikes. Do you look vertically down from the doorway?
He's really trying to make us do that.
You don't have... No, genuinely, you don't have to. There are aspects of this room where I have to know how you're looking.
Yeah, I probably do.
There is someone impaled, like, dead, long dead, impaled on the spikes. It looks like they entered a puzzle room, set it off...
They got puzzled.
And one of them at least got puzzled and is, impaled on spikes, like, directly underneath this door.
Yeah.
Like, at a guess, they may have been, like, that close to getting out and then...
What class? We saw the fighter.
Ooh.
Did we?
Ooh.
Did
or the barbarian?
Two-handed
swords.
Oh, good point, yeah.
I mean, how genre savvy are we?
It all fits in for the moment, very.
Is one of them in a pointy hat?
Let's just say robes are on display.
Oh, is there a book nearby?
Yes.
A wizard! It was a wizard!
A wizard didn't do it.
Hey.
You're in a dungeon that will reward genre savviness.
Yeah, this looks like something, a warning to be careful. I mean, this doesn't look very structurally sound, does it? Let's keep going.
Right, and be careful for trick floors and things. But yeah, it looks like X's mean we've been in this room and it's a done room or a bad room or, I mean, it did mean danger, but not the kind of danger we were thinking. Just
not a very interesting form of danger.
Stupid danger. Yeah. Arrogant danger.
Stupid danger does exist.
It's right there, pointing at the floor.
What a silly place.
Not at the person.
Tis a silly place.
Not being that cruel.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Let's not go there.
So what people do?
I think we go back up the stairs. And do the other
We're fed
door.
Up.
Do the other thing.
So did you do the door at the top of the stairs or go back another room?
We go back to the stairs and continue the road we didn't take.
Yeah, so we're taking the top route of this new sphere.
The other door appears to be sort of sealed. And I guess... I'm giving you this for free because let's just say you use the proprietary thing to just start doing it. The second that you do, a small amount of water starts coming out.
No, don't do that.
Back we go.
Right, not that way.
Tighten it back up.
Yes.
Right, guess there's only... still two ways to go. Let's do acid room.
Yeah.
Wait, has anybody got some chalk so we can put, like, I don't know, chalky wavy lines? Do you actually have chalk, Azu?
I think I do. I have a paladin's kit.
You stunner. You probably do them.
Yeah. I also have manacles in case that's of interest. I've got incense. Oh my.
Manacles and incense. That's quite a good sound, right?
And rope.
But yeah, I've got chalk.
Paladins have a very specific
kit. So with Azu's very special pink chalk.
She's a paladin.
We don't just draw an X. We write water behind this door.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be so specific.
And then Sel takes it and writes it again in Japanese.
Good shout.
Aww.
Cool.
I probably write it in French as the lingua franca.
This is going to start wasting a lot of time as you Rosetta Stone every single door. Okay, so you head back and you're heading through the alternate door in the acid room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you start to do so. There's a brief moment, it's similar, where it's like, water starts coming out, and you're like, oh, it's a write-off, and then the water stops.
Okay. So it's like a bloosh.
However, the way it's coming out, this is probably a flooded room. It's just probably not a, like, literally completely underwater room.
It's flooded, it's not flooding.
Room. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Splash, splash room.
Right. What do we see inside? Yeah.
Oh, you head in? Okay, cool.
But we look in.
So you have to force this door a little bit, and you're struggling because, if nothing else, the water's trying to float out and you're trying to open the door into the water. It will take... I'm not going to get a strength check because we're not under time pressure here, but it will take people coordinating and working together to shove it open.
I was about to suggest some jolly cooperation.
Okay, cool. I can skip the strength check then too. It does take basically all of you to varying degrees. The second that it opens a certain amount, the water starts to flow out. I'm also going to assume that you let the water flow out to see if it stops.
Yeah.
It takes about 5 minutes of... It's not like knocking water.
I'm assuming it's hella loud.
It's very loud.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, the water level has clearly dropped the half a foot or so that it's now like an enterable room.
What has it done to the other room? Because it had like a grate above some stagnant water.
The stagnant water has risen to... basically the grate.
Sure.
So
but it's
it
still
has,
navigable.
It is completely navigable, but it's a situation now where the water level is effectively level with the walkway instead of a little drop.
So let's not do it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. In that room, it is completely flooded up to the door level, like we said. Looking down, you can see what appears to be maybe some kind of lab or something similar, but it is both completely flooded up to this door, which is a walkway entrance, and it is a little sunken into the seabed, and just trashed. It's completely overgrown. You can see some plants have somehow managed to work their way in from the outside in. In fact, who has knowledge nature? Again, give me the roll. Sorry, it's knowledge heavy.
31.
Okay. Everyone notices one thing for free, which is the far wall is mostly overgrown with coral. It is like...
That's an annihilation.
However, Cell, you know two things. One... coral will take a lot longer than that to have grown. Mm. Like, a lot, lot longer than that to have grown. However, you also know there are ways to accelerate that growth alchemically, so it's more likely that something's leaked than that time has gone wrong and it's the year 15 million or whatever.
Or it's a feature wall.
Or it's a feature wall, yeah.
We are in a laboratory, so... yeah.
But yeah, a trashed lab.
Are we, or are we just in the crystal maze?
If we were in the crystal maze, we'd have Richard O'Brien, it'd be a lot more fun.
No, it would be Edward Tudor Pole.
Or Richard Ayoade.
Yeah, that's...
I'll take that.
Introduce Richard Ayoade, please, Alex. That's a request.
Yeah. Okay, cool. The speakers burst into life above you. No, they really, really do.
What?
Incredible. And showing sounds like Richard Ayoade.
Yes!
Hello, everybody. Right. So very awkward.
We can't now. You have to cut that and us suggesting it and just do it.
I mean, I'm going to. That was basically the voice I was going for.
Okay.
Don't cut it. We have premonition. We are all so genre savvy.
Show in is clearly an irritating nerd. Who would have guessed?
And what comes in
is
lovely.
Yeah.
How on earth did you make it this far?
Oh, he's more irritating than Richard Ayoade.
And I'll take a break there.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So the voice, yes, it echoes out via the speakers.
In what language?
Japanese.
Oh. I think you're the only one who speaks that.
Yeah.
How on earth did you make it this far? Wait, okay, which one? Hello? Ha-ha! I see you made it this far. Shut up. Yeah, shut up.
And
then the speakers die.
Cell says.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was definitely Yoshida, yeah.
Good. He knows we're coming.
And how did you find the puzzle? Was it good?
Is that a different voice?
No.
Okay.
It was just bad acting then.
No, just because it sounded like you were having an argument, so I don't know if
No, it's one person.
And how did you find the puzzle? Was it exceptional? I bet it was. Oh, I bet you loved... Shut up!
Most of us can't understand you!
Shut up!
Speaker's gone dead.
I don't know.
What's he talking about?
He was just saying, did you enjoy the puzzle?
No.
And well done. And that half-elf amongst you is devastatingly attractive and brilliant. And really, everyone should listen to them more.
I'm no expert, but I don't think that is what was said.
No, he's just being strange.
Right. Mm. Okay, well, let's do it quickly before he unstranges himself to being harmful to us, I suppose.
I'm going to shake him.
Good. Shake him into my fist.
Back through the tilt room or through the entrance?
Does the lamp have other...
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so there is an entrance exactly opposite, and there is one on the right-hand side of the room. You would have to swim to both of them. There is no walkway between them, and they appear to be slightly lower than the door you've come in.
When you say swim, do you mean like actually swim or is it wading for some?
You're about 20 feet up in this room, which is completely filled.
Okay, fine.
The door to the right-hand side, it is roughly halfway up the door. The room on the far side, it is to the very top level of the door. So you would have to swim to either. And
I mean,
both
opening
of them, you
either
would
of those
need to
doors
open.
Is a bad idea. We should go back.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to muck around with water.
Maybe we should
go through the right-hand side.
We'll go straight right back to where we found the guy with the bolt through his head.
Yeah, I mean, where is he getting his supplies from? Because, like, if this is all filled up with water, it doesn't look like the elevator's been used at all. Like, he's getting his supplies from somewhere, otherwise he would have died, unless he's in some sort of survival bunker with food for a decade and nothing else, and then he's gone mad because he's on his own, now doing puzzles for adventurers or something.
That does sound very possible.
Yeah. Also, you know, there might be an exit that we haven't seen.
Like,
but then how is he still causing an active problem? He should just be holed up here and being annoying.
A tunnel to the mainland somewhere as well, remember? Yeah.
So, on the other side.
Oh, are you saying we could have just not bothered with all of this and just gone through the tunnel to the mainland?
Well, we
did. You discussed that, right?
Yeah, like, we discussed it. We didn't know where the entrance was.
No, I know, we couldn't have obvious. Known, but oh, if that had been the case.
Have you considered other careers than adventuring? It seems that you're not really enjoying it.
Right, okay, so this isn't really a career. This is more of a thing that I have to do because the world has ended.
Skrark kind of waddles over and tugs on Sel's coat.
Hello, buddy.
Points at Zolf. And then just does a sad face.
I know, buddy. Scrap. I know.
This isn't something I enjoy, but it's something that's necessary so we can build a better world after this. But remind you, Europe, North Africa, and Eastern Asia have just fallen over.
Well...
So, yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
Try and be cheery about it?
I don't think he needs to be cheerful about it.
Okay. I'm just going to go over here and save the world while we're in cheery again, I guess.
Ben, I want you to know. I'm happy for you to continue the mechanical advantages of being grief-stricken, because you're putting your legwork in on the RP side. You've managed to dodge a conversation about class abilities for another few sessions.
Ah, yeah, I may have changed what I care about. That doesn't mean that I'm just happy.
That's all I wanted to know.
I'll just sort out.
So, are we doubling back all the way to Balti?
Yeah.
Balti, yeah. Okay, so you head all the way back to Balti without any incidents. It goes quite easily. Assuming you check the door for traps, whoever's just checking, do the roll.
Brinzine
27. There is a trigger. It is broken.
I say that.
Right, so open the door then.
Opening door. Door opens easily. It has not rusted. It is actually in fairly good condition. Right, you couldn't have known from the other side, but yeah, it's good. It's fine.
Right, good start.
I'm just wondering if maybe one of these vials was filled with like grumpy powder and that's actually there. And because that, you know, it affects the party, you know? And I'm just saying that like we could just be in the moment because you never know what's going to happen next. Weird stuff happens all the time.
Not all of us can have your sunny disposition.
It took a while to get there.
All right.
Well, not all of us are there.
Maybe some of us are on that journey, okay? So that I'm not going to escalate any of this, but come on. Seriously. Come on.
Just... Let's get the job done, all right.
Okay. So you open the door and head inside? Yeah?
Yeah.
So in this one, you encounter what appears to be the end of a mechanical conveyor belt. So there is what appears to be a non-active conveyor belt that leads out of this room and towards the more centre of the complex. It is not active. In terms of this room, there is also another door sort of on the very, very far side, as in like directly opposite to the door that you came in. But in terms of exits, there's the conveyor belt leaves this room and there's the door. There are a lot of boxes which are intact. This room hasn't been leaked. It's actually in better maintenance than the rest. A lot of crates around the outside, and what appears to be a pile of broken glass is in one corner, but it appears to have been swept there. Like, it appears to actually be, like, actively put there rather than just randomly scattered.
Look through the boxes and the crates quickly.
Yeah, let's open a few, yeah.
While they're having that, I'm going to try and quickly grab Sel.
Sure. But
look, I'm going to stop, but I want to have a conversation about this afterwards. I don't want this to affect us for now, but, you know... I'll try and keep a lid on it, okay? But
sometimes you gotta do hard things.
I know, we can deal with this after we've done this, okay? But for now, fine. I'll keep a lid on it, all right? Good. Let's get on.
Would you like a potion?
No, I don't want a potion.
That's a
fun
one.
I want to stay focused, but I might take you up on that afterwards.
This one's called Zoprac. It'll cheer you right up.
I mean, one of them is water breathing.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not telling anyone else I've got that because I've only got one.
The crates are full of what seem to be potions. One of them you recognise immediately as, you know, those syringe spears that were kicking around with a potion?
Oh, yeah.
One of them is just chock full of them.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, also chock full of them. They're actually kind of the predominant ones. There is another one which has a sort of marker on the top in Japanese, and another one beside it in Japanese. The best way I can describe it is one of them just says the words mega potion in quotation marks.
Yeah, we've got mega potion and we've got runaway.
And then, yeah, there's another one which is runaway, yeah.
Well...
What I would say is these are supplies for this, you know, the staff here.
Mm-hmm.
Take everything you want, and I'm going to break it all.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually, yeah.
I would like to acquire some more mega potions.
I would like...
I'm not going to tell you what they do, but you just add, realistically, as many as you want to you. As
we long
as
it is a, bags of holding,
as long as it is a sensible amount, even if you not put 17,000...
Okay.
You're fine.
I'm putting in 10.
20 of each? I'm absolutely fine with that.
I'm going to put 10 of those. 20 mega juice, because getting big is something that I like to do.
You've now explored the room. You've now helped yourself to an enormous amount of potions.
These are non-magical containers, right?
The crates, yeah. They're just crates.
And, like, the syringes and all this kind of stuff.
It's all glass.
The glaive is magical, and I cut through all the needles on the injectors, and...
There are no injectors. This is just vials.
Oh, they're just storage of
just
the...
vials. Oh, just
I
vials.
Just, I just kind of... I don't set it on fire, because that would be dumb, but I just, like...
You can...
The plates just go...
You can stick your glaive in, wiggle it around
the
load.
Yeah, I just break everything. I just break everything.
It's easy.
Smash it all up.
Once Azzy sees off doing that, she is also going to start smashing things and just...
Yeah.
Go to town.
If we come across... Yeah. If we come across any supplies that we have not yet nabbed a load of... Nab those as well.
Once you've done that, sort of sells you. Next time, before you do that, just
right.
Could you check with me that the stuff won't go airborne when you smash up a vial? Because, like, if this was some of my other potions, we would be all having right. fun right now.
Fair enough. Also, if you come across anything that could be transmitted in an airborne way, tell us off the bat.
Yeah.
We'll both be, you know, we'll both be.
The speaker sparked to life.
Right, okay, so we are going to skip pages 3 because we are way ahead of schedule.
Should we just go on? Let's not listen
to
we still can't understand what he's
stands,
saying.
The first thing that you will find is a way through the mire, but only if you do not find yourself upon a tyre.
Is he saying anything useful?
No.
From now on, should we just ignore what he's saying until, if you overhear him say anything important, let us know, but we'll just... He's background noise.
Yeah, he said something about the mire. I don't know, maybe something's going to be wet.
Right.
We are on the seabed.
Is he telling us riddles?
Yeah, which is
why... Is he trying to run some sort of game?
I really don't think...
Can you imagine that? Someone trying to run a game.
Yeah, is he trying to be the master of this dungeon? Honestly, what kind of idiot would spend all of their time doing that? Ugh. Right, anyway, let's open this door. Check for traps.
Sel brings out like a little map that they've drawn and it completely is incorrect. Like, I mean, I've been trying to keep up, but it's
22 to look for traps.
22 to look for traps. There is a trap.
You. You.
What?
Alex.
There's a trap.
You. Just.
There is. There's a trap. There's
I'm
a
not,
trap. There.
That is not a spit. That
I
is
point,
a generalised.
I
you.
Point out the trap.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want to disable it?
Disable it?
I mean, yeah.
I'll.
That was a 16.
So that's a 31.
Yeah, you are able to disable the track. It's not nice one.
Ooh.
With that roll, you are not able to harvest from it, which, by the way, is unusual. That means it's a very good trap.
Yeah.
It appears to be some kind of very, very well-maintained poison distribution thing, which basically would have sprayed on you as you opened the door.
Okay, folks, just to, like, this... this was up to date, and this is deadly stuff. Like, I'm not going to keep this. Doesn't let them know that.
In fact, you know what? Give me a knowledge alchemy to at least determine what was in it, but you're not going to be able to harvest it.
What was that?
You rolled a 5.
I just to let the listeners know, I can read numbers. I just keep rolling them too far. My math skills have not degenerated that much.
But your strength is through the roof.
Well, to be fair, actually,
my eyesight's gotten very slightly worse.
22.
Yeah. You aren't able to determine what poison it is.
I don't know what this is.
So
it's probably very bad.
But you also know the fact that you don't know what it is means it's really obscure. Mm. That normally means awful.
Mm. Like, so this is bad, but then that's not too surprising because Showin was always like he.
I mean, this being a good trap at least means we're probably heading in the right direction.
Well, it means we're in the danger zone, right? So it's good.
me and Helen both just started.
Excellent.
I'm in the danger zone.
My
to ourselves.
Plan worked.
I mean, just so like I know that he's being an idiot and he's annoying you. I can see there's some stuff here, but he was. Good at what he did.
Sure,
like,
so we should be careful.
The
from
stuff,
that one.
Yeah, the All right. stuff may be dangerous. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to take him seriously, but I am going to take what he built seriously.
Mm. That's probably a good idea. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's open this door then.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay. So you start to open the door, and then you open the door, and the second trap goes off.
Who's opening the door?
So in general, I've been suggesting that Azu opens the doors because there are all these. Strong wheels and they might need a bit of muscle behind them.
I am perfectly fine to retcon whoever's in front of the door. It really doesn't bother me. I'm happy to say, like, at the risk of slight spoilers, this isn't going to kill anyone, so whoever's at front doesn't matter on this one.
Mm. I'm happy to have been opening them, because that makes the most sense.
Sure, yeah. Got the highest AC.
I look for traps, Sel gets rid of traps, Azu opens door.
Yeah. It's okay. Cool, stand we're working as a team. Yeah.
And I complain.
A team.
I lampshade.
Okay, so, who was opening the door one more time?
Me.
Okay, cool. So you open the door, you are the first thing to see, person to see. It is a large room full of mannequins who are all in dance positions.
Wow, Helen's
as,
face.
What the door, have you been going through my nightmares?
As the door opens,
he keeps a fire.
They begin to
you.
Jerkily dance with one another, really badly. A few of them are broken and just grinding. It's not really working.
So twerking.
And then a very, very thick...
It wasn't anti-twerk, you just should have seen what
Alex
was doing.
Begins to pour from the ceiling in four vents and begins to fall down into the room. You can all tell immediately it is heavier than air and it is behaving quite strangely for a gas in that it's kind of almost plopping. It is a gas, but it seems very heavy in some way, and the dancers continue to jerk.
Let's back out, back out, back out.
Yep.
And
right.
Just start dancing around.
I close the door again.
Sort of nightmare room over there.
All right.
Fire the conveyor belt?
Ugh. I don't want to find out what that gas was. Ugh. Or what those dolls are.
The conveyor belt's probably how he gets his food, so it probably goes straight to him.
All right, let's go in the conveyor belt. I'm not dealing with this another... I'm not dealing with a puzzle. I'm not playing this game.
Okay. In which case, then, who is in the lead?
How big is the opening to this conveyor belt?
It is large enough for the crates to move through, so it's large enough for all of you. A medium creature can comfortably crawl through it. But it is a crawl, not a walk upright.
I mean, is Azo going to go for it?
Yeah.
Cool. Then that gives you your answer.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
That's a 12.
Okay, cool. So, you start crawling down. It's genuinely not as claustrophobic as it could be. Like, it's...
Oh, yay!
You can't stand up, but it's quite... spacey, do you know what I mean? It's not, you are not mechanically squeezed.
Okay.
So
good.
That's a thing. However, as you're crawling through, you do hear the thunk, as you have clearly set something off. What's your AC? Bearing in mind, you will be taking penalties at the factory.
The heaviest of size, 18.
It really helps when people, well, I say people, when things miss a lot, it makes life much quicker and easier. One second.
So we've got to the stage now where Alex doesn't want to actually engage with the system anymore.
Well, the issue is, certain things take bloody ages.
So basically, you want to design the narrative, but when the narrative goes off, you're like, oh, I've got to look for rules now.
A little bit, yeah. I need a d4.
Okay. Well, why bother now, Alex? Maybe we should just have no traps or traps that just kill us.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah, just exclusively roll or die traps.
If people
from now
wouldn't
on.
Complain, I would be well up for that. You are crawling through, and then something straight into the side of your armor, hard, and manages to get through.
Oof.
And it immediately begins to burn where it has made contact. You manage to pluck it out. However, you take 8 acid damage, and can everyone please roll me initiative?
Oh, no. Fighting acid. Okay.
16.
22.
18.
10.
Skrark is on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Skrark. Nat 20, because Skrark's awesome.
Skrark is here.
Yeah, he can't do much, can he?
Skrark is here.
So the initiative order is Shazk. So Skrark reacts first. Skrark! And does nothing.
Aw.
Hamid, you're up. You have heard a yell from Azu.
Are you okay, Azu?
No.
Acid. What do you do?
I get out of the way so someone who can help can get to her.
That's fine. Azu, you are up. You are currently on all fours, have been hit by something, and are currently still actively burning from whatever has hit you and facing away from the party and will need to back up if you want to back out the way you came in.
Can I turn around and look at the thing that hit me?
Yes, there is enough space to do that. You appear to have been hit by some kind of strange-looking arrow.
I pull the arrow out.
Cool. So you yank the arrow out. It appears to be some kind of syringe-based arrow. You still have a move action. I'm going to say that pulling an arrow out in such a way that it doesn't immediately, like, tear you open is going to take an action.
Yeah.
It is still pumping out a little bit of this acid, which is still burning you.
You said I have a move action left?
Yes.
How far along the conveyor, like... the tunnel thing, like, can I see light at the end?
Like, you are like 15 feet in, and it's still dark up front, but you could easily back out backwards.
Oh, we're fighting in a tunnel. Well, the thing is, everyone's behind me, so I can't back up unless I just, like, shove my bum into all their faces.
I literally spent my turn moving out of the way, so...
Oh, okay, yeah, I do that.
You start backing up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're half move speed if we're crawling?
Yes, yeah, so you're basically at the entrance, but you're not out of the tunnel yet.
That's okay.
In which case, then, Azu has backed up. Zolf?
I'll drag Azu the rest of the way out the tunnel.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
Thank you.
I need to do
appreciate
a quick roll.
That.
You're welcome.
In which case, then, you managed to, yank Azu out the tunnel. You were the first one, weren't you?
Yeah.
As you are yanking, your flailing arm manages to catch a second tripwire that you managed to crawl past the first time.
That is uncalled for.
A grate slams down, now separating Skrark and Hamid from Azu and everyone else.
This is the worst thing in the world.
Oh, for goodness sake,
sell. What are you doing? Azu, you are still in active pain. It hasn't lessened since removing the bolt. It's not your turn, just making you aware.
Okay.
Do you look like Dithery?
Yeah.
Get him out with acid. Burn the grate or something.
I don't... What?
Hit it with a fire axe, then.
Stop.
Clang, 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 clang. That's fine. It hurts your hands, non-mechanically.
Yeah.
In which case, then, Azu...
This is going to burn a hole in me.
You take 7 further acid damage as it continues to burn you. At which point, Skrark immediately looks at the vent. Great. Looks to Hamid and then just goes, what now?
Whose initiative action is it?
Technically Skrark's. Now it's Hamid's.
I start casting acid splash at the grate.
Okay, cool.
Over the vent, angling it away so no acid splatters through.
You start spraying at the grate. That's fine. In which case, I am going to move on to Azu. You are still burning.
I'm going to take my thingy off and look.
Okay.
And hope maybe... And
to properly take it off does take, 5 minutes or so. Because it's strapped and bolted and so on.
Can you just heal yourself?
I think I need to get the acid off.
Can Zolf
so there's
still
a
create
hole.
Water?
Yes. Can you create water inside my...
Pressure wash.
I don't think that's how you deal with acid. I think that makes it worse depending on the type of acid. But if it's hydrochloric acid, then that makes it much worse. So no, what I am going to do is wait for my initiative.
What are you doing, Azu?
I mechanically cannot do anything.
The man is not wrong.
Taking armour off is one round per bonus of the armour.
Yes.
Putting it on is 1 minute per bonus of the armour.
Oh, no, that's a fair point, actually. So how much... What?
It's like a +5 armour thing.
You have full plate, right?
Agile half plate.
Agile half plate is +8 with a +1 for the magic.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's 8 rounds it'll take you to take off.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes, that makes the most sense. I'm going to do a little panic.
And then start taking armour?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
A little panic.
Zolf, you're up.
I'm going to do a heal check on Azu.
Yep, that's fine.
19.
Azu has been hit by a potent acid. You were right to probably not pour water on it. That probably will make it worse. Certainly, from what you know of Yoshida, that's exactly his kind of sense of humour. The best thing that you can realistically do at this point is if you have a way of neutralising it, like if there was one in the boxes, possibly, but you've already checked those, or get the armour off and literally scrape it off will be the best. You also know that this kind of thing wouldn't last forever. It can't. It could burn itself out, but... It depends how extreme he's gone in terms of acids.
Cool. Is it still okay if I assist with taking the armour off?
That speeds it up.
It will,
I don't remember how
it
much.
It will kick in from the next time that Azu starts taking armour off. She will be doing so quicker. Yes, that's fine. In which case then, Sel, you're up.
What does a potion called antidote do?
You do not know.
I got this antidote thing, but I don't know what it does. It might make things better.
It might make things worse.
It might, that's true. Mm. I hadn't thought
this,
of that.
Look,
6 seconds, we're keeping these talk short. What are you doing, Sel?
Then just not.
Okay, cool.
Getting out of the way.
Skrark continues to hold his action, staring at Hamid going,
We'll be Hamid. Fine, Skrark.
I cast acid splash again.
Okay, that's fine. Azu, do you continue to take your armor off?
Yeah, I think that's my best course of action.
You're doing so at double speed because you're being helped. 6-5, that's fine. I have to roll the damage. You only take 5 acid damage this turn.
Hey, so bitter every time I get
Zolf,
hurt.
Zolf, you are assisting. Sel, what are you up to?
Just looking around and checking no gas is coming through from the other thing.
You said you closed the door, there is no gas coming
through.
Not
helpful in this scenario.
That's
so
fine.
Just like cheering them on. Yeah.
I loop back round. Skrark does nothing. Hamid continues. Azu continues to take her armour off.
Mm-hmm.
take a further 4 acid damage. My last one off, unless anyone does anything magically wonderful in the meantime. 7 acid damage, at which point you manage to drop your agile half plate to the floor. I'm going to drop out of initiative at this point. I only had to do it to damage track. I'm assuming that you proceed to do the thing that you already checked for.
Take a cloth, ram it in there, pull it out again. It hurts.
Rinse. Well, no.
Do not.
Just repeat, don't rinse.
Yeah. Do field triage. Yeah. It's not pleasant, but I guess it is.
It immediately, just having the cloth there taken away and like maybe using a fresh bit of cloth, immediately deals with the problem. Instantly stops hurting, but there was no way you would have been able to do it whilst wearing your armour. Never in a million years.
Okay. Azza looks very sad that there's a hole in her armour.
Isn't it magic?
Yeah, it'll start repairing itself.
Oh, really? Is that what it can do?
It'll slowly grow back together.
It is already doing so and well on the way to being healed again.
In which case, she is not sad.
Magic armor's the best.
Right.
It also resizes.
Fine, I'm just going to... I'll drink a potion just in case.
Yeah.
Let's see how I do.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, Helen.
Garbage roll. 1, 1, 2.
That is like... That is...
Almost
wow.
The minimum. 9.
Wait.
All right.
Do you heal up again?
Yeah.
I just need to know.
There you go.
Slightly better. 20. 15, yeah, 20.
Okay, there you go. You're in a better position.
Way better. 68. Fantastic.
I'm still aciding away the grate that dropped over the conveyor belt.
Okay. You are becoming aware of the fact it is having no effect on the grate whatsoever.
I'm going to go up to the grate with a fire axe. The grate is, like, shot down, right?
So, the best way to describe it is it's kind of like a teeny tiny portcullis.
Sure.
It has shunted down.
Can we lift it
and
up?
Has filled the conveyor space. It is wide enough to fit a hand through, but it is not wide enough to fit anything more than, say, like a forearm through.
Should we try lifting it?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, let's give that a go.
Yeah, my ass doesn't seem to be affecting it. I wonder if it's made of a...
Adamantine. Everything's made of adamantine at the moment.
Well, stronger metal than normal anyway.
Okay. Lift it with your strength, with a bicep.
Okay, I can... It is wide enough for 2 people to try on one side, so it could be Hamid and Azu and... Sell or Zolf, but...
I think it's probably Zolf.
Yeah. Okay, in which case then...
Where it raises the scrawny arm.
Okay, come on, Scrawny.
You go!
We're going to help.
You go, folks.
Now, as a reminder, this is Pathfinder, not 5e, meaning that we are rolling and getting a minor bonus. We're not...
Who is primary actor? I would say Azza is the primary actor.
Yeah. You are objectively correct.
I'm the primary actor on the other side.
You are correct.
Also, actually, mechanically, it could be me as well, because although her strength stat is technically higher, we still have the same bonus. So for the sake of roles, like realistically, pragmatically, we are the same.
So Azu's stronger than Zolf is what I just heard.
I'm also wearing a belt. I don't have big ripply muscles.
Scrark fails to aid.
I fail to aid.
Oh, am I rolling just a strength check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think what Scrark...
Hamid rolls 12.
Scrark doesn't hinder. I think what Scrark mostly does is has misunderstood what is happening and is pulling on Hamid whilst Hamid is lifting the grate.
11.
Oh,
buddy. 17.
This thing doesn't even move.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, it doesn't even, like, give a groan. Like, nothing.
Could you wedge your glaive in and, like, lever it, maybe? Rather than just pure muscle power?
Just give me a run-up. Wielding my glaive like a baseball bat, I am going to charge the...
Me and Scrark back off a bit.
Glaive being a reach weapon and you're in a tunnel that's wide enough for...
Nope, I'm in a room. Yeah, it's going to be on fire. It is a magical weapon. I take a charge and baseball whack it.
Okay.
So I take an attack and see if it dents it.
In which case, roll damage.
Oh no, I didn't expect him to say that. how much damage do I do? There's a 14.
14. It doesn't do anywhere near as much damage as it should, but it does seem to have a very small effect on one bar.
Oh.
I mean, if you were going to do this, the two things are going to happen. You're going to get exhausted,
but
you might... It's not physically impossible, but barely.
Ugh, we might get through this eventually. This is going to take ages. All right, I'll try levering it. Azza, if you jump on here as well, it's long enough for a lever.
Yeah. I think you'll find the dance is quite exceptional. How do you move? How do you dance when you can't see what you're doing?
Still can't understand you.
Actually, this is quite relevant.
Shut up.
So he's saying if you can't see what you're doing, so the gas may only be just like a blinding thing.
Right.
You know? In which case we could probably do it if it's not like a go mad or a poison.
Right.
Like... That could be... I mean, I could test it on myself.
Let's do that once we get Hamid out.
Sure, but it also, if you can't get him out, we might need to meet at the other
Maybe,
side.
Maybe, but let's try.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, lever check on for both of us.
Okay, give me another strength check from everyone, please.
I'll aid.
Oh dear.
You
Scrag fails
us.
To aid.
You
no,
can't.
No.
No, he's a primary actor on. Oh, the lever.
No, also, you can't aid. You have no perch on the
he
boat.
He can try and pull.
I'm not
you can try
I'm,
and...
just, I'm just trying to push it up from my own side.
Oh, right.
And
what did you roll?
Literally nothing. I know rolled a natural one.
Excellent. Scrag failed to aid.
Cool.
I only got a 12.
I got a 22. I had a +2 to your roll. Nothing happens.
I'm going to give you an insight as well, which is you are getting the impression that, like, things have deadbolted it in and things like that as well. Okay. This isn't a thing where it's like, oh, if only we were strong enough, like, maybe if you had an industrial, like, strength
yeah, sure.
hammer or a jack.
Hammond, mate.
Yeah?
You're on your own. Sorry.
I've got Scrag.
Scrag!
I wink at you.
Scrag blinks at you.
Chin up. Don't die in the conveyor belt.
Yep, gonna try.
Cool. Anything we can give you?
I'm pretty well equipped, I think.
All right, well, we'll see you on the other side then.
Yeah, we'll meet you there, all right? We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
And with the party successfully
Stay
split...
Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
I can end the episode there.
Oh,
good.
I don't like it.
I do, because it's the squishy ones that are on their own.
No!
Good.
Hey,
hey,
I shouldn't have left
I'm
them. No, it's
squishy.
Happening again.
Bye, guys.
And it goes into a tunnel and doesn't
Bye.
Come out.
And it's Azure's fault. Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. It's deliberately built so that maps will just start to fail you.
Alex, why?
Alex, did Michael design this
It's not
dungeon?
Alex. This is all showing. It's definitely all showing with none of me in it.
Look at his face. Look how happy and
Don't
satisfied
he is.
Definitely
I've never
seen
my
him that happy,
so.
And the last time I saw him was at his own wedding.
Hello all, it's Helen here. The voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.